The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Here we go again. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 a.m. Made it to a Tuesday, September 28, 2021. First place to talk in the city. Morning, everyone. 82, partly cloudy. And then here it goes. It kind of very fall-like weather, cooler showers. Thursday, much the same. Friday, the sun comes back, clearing skies, and the weekend rolls around. 303-696-1971. 710knusforwards.com/Peter Boyles. The MC1 Honor Run from Sunday. The pictures and video are up. The new column from the Chronicle, entitled The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test and Republican Pump House Gang, already drawing just wonderful, appreciating kinds of email and text messaging. And also The Shoot with Rich Wyatt, and it is up as well, doing extremely well. And the next shoot we will do on Thursday, this time with Frank DeAngelis. Cigar Night with Dennis Prager is Thursday night, under the stars at the View House with Stefan and everybody. You go to the web, 710knus.com, for complete details. All right, here we go. 303-696-1971. I'm getting my booster shot today. I'm getting a flu shot with it. Get that out of the way. And the other part of it is, and we'll play the governor of New York again, but locally, and it makes the case, and it's satirical, however, it's on point. Tay Anderson is a made guy. Denver is a town that is run much like the five families in New York, the so-called commission. You can't whack a guy without approval. So it turns out the Denver cops, and we talked about this, had actually conducted, and this is from our friends at Colorado Peak Politics, an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Tay Anderson, Director Anderson. We did talk about it. They said no media had bothered to report on it. But the release came on Friday after we were done with the radio show. And the Denver Police Department, and this is how it works. You always dump on the weekends, right? The Denver Post reported Friday night that the DA, Beth McCann, battling Beth, is refused to prosecute. And I'll read this to you from the report. The Denver Police Department brought a sexual assault case against Anderson to the DA's office. But after reviewing the facts, after phone calls and pressure were applied, they decided it would be beyond a reasonable doubt, said Carolyn Tyler, mouthpiece for the mob, for Democrat DA attorney Beth Firebomb McCann. Remember her husband, the burner. He's a made guy. What do we have to do? He's a made guy. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. The commission. Who is the commission? We've talked about it. The mayor's office. City council. The school board, which is the worst of the worst. The cops, although apparently the cops at least took a run at it. Manager of safety and big, strong media. That's the commission. He's a made guy. You can't touch a made guy. Remember with bats? What happened to bats? You know, Tommy and Jimmy killed bats. Okay. And so all of these things happen, and you're not going to change it. You can't stress this any further. I know we can, like, spoof on it and make fun about how Denver, you got to face the commission, but it's true. Tay Anderson is a made guy. This is Eli Bremmer, who is trying to knock Michael Bennett out of the box. Hey, Eli, good morning, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you up.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. Guys tell me good stuff. So Eli, of course, is everybody's taking it. And the one guy that I think is truly beatable, if all the right things fall into place, is Michael Bennett. A little bit about your background first, please.
Well, thanks for having me on, Peter. I'm a Colorado native. I actually grew up just north of the Air Force Academy down near Colorado Springs. And did all the traditional Colorado stuff, did 4-H, and graduated from Lewis Palmer High School and then went to the Air Force Academy. I served a total of 14 years in the Air Force as an active duty and reserve officer, and then also went to the Olympics in 2008 and represented the United States. I always like to point out I stood for the anthem every single time when I was an athlete.
What was your event? What was your event?
I was in the pentathlon, which is fairly obscure.
No.
Shooting, fencing, swimming, horseback riding, and running.
Yes, I know. That goes back to the old military stuff. I think Patton did some of that stuff.
You know, that is a great piece of trivia. 1912, Patton got fifth place.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of a little geeky about reading about that stuff, but George Patton was an Olympian. Oh, man.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm impressed with that alone. What do you shoot? What's the weapon that you use when you do that?
It's pistol shooting, and it's changed a couple times. And when I competed, we were slow fire. Now it's sort of a rapid fire. It's a run shoot. By the end of my career, that was the weapon of choice. I actually preferred that format quite a bit. Slow fire shooting's a bit different.
Well, did you have to? Can I take you away from politics for a second? Into firearms, did you? This is Eli Bremer, everybody. This is my first time to talk to him. Did you have to have custom made handguns? And if so, how do they do that?
Yeah, you know, the guns are sort of you sort of piece them together. So you have a gun that's very unique to you. So I shot a Steyr and an Anschutz, and then wound up sort of piecing all that together. Interesting little tidbit, in 2012, my gun was stolen out of my truck. I was down running on a trail in Colorado Springs, and we wound up with a pretty massive search that made national news because we were trying to get the stupid thing back because it was right during the middle of trials. And if you there's no way to order a new gun. They take, you know, 2-3 months to get sent over, put together, all that kind of stuff. So they're very specialized pieces of equipment. All the shooting stuff is, and kind of a funny story. I guess almost a decade ago now.
So did you ever find it?
Yeah, actually, it was great because at first the police weren't that helpful, and then I worked for NBC during the Olympics, and they sort of came on board. They helped publicize it. We got the footage of the guy who stole everything. He stole a lot of stuff, including a credit card, and went to a Walmart, got some security camera footage. NBC put that on television.
Wow.
And someone recognized him.
Yeah. Man.
And then doggone it, if he wasn't living right across from the police station. In fact, when they raided his house, they literally just walked across the street. He was right there. He had stolen like 20 cars, and it was part of a pretty big crime spree. And it was all petty crimes. You know, you kind of think about what's going on in California. It was the same type of thing. He was trying to stay below the radar, stolen a bunch of cars, cell phones, and then just happened to pick the wrong mark because it became famous, and he got arrested.
Our guest, and this is unexpected, we're putting out feelers, and it's to your credit that you're coming on the show. Eli Bremer, everyone, he's I think there's a couple of these really great young people that want to get into politics and want to make a run, and you're a home run. And so, again, what caliber, I'm driving this again, what caliber, Eli, was your competitive gun?
So I shot three different guns during my career. One was a .22 pistol, and then we moved over to air pistol, which is mostly what I shot, and that's what I shot in the Olympics, and then moved over to a converted laser gun. That's being used a lot more now. Yeah, and a lot of it has to do actually with that you can set it up anywhere. You don't have the issues around lead contamination, so it's being used for a lot of sports stuff. They're migrating to that for biathlon, for my sport, because you can literally just set it up anywhere, and you're not dealing with the environmental factor of throwing a bunch of lead around that you have to clean up. They actually adjust the guns. These are $2,000 guns.
I'll bet.
So they feel just like when the shooters first. I trained with the shooters. I'm really good friends with all the Olympic shooters. And at first they were like, oh, you're shooting a laser. Then they started to shoot them. And they're like, this is actually pretty cool. They have a delay from when you pull the trigger to when the laser goes off. So it kind of simulates exactly what a normal gun shoots like. But mostly I shot air gun.
Eli Bremmer's here, and this is not his last appearance. And after you got out of the Air Force, and what are you doing now for a living? I should have asked you that as well.
Yeah, I run the largest Olympic sponsorship program in the country. Oh, we've helped now, by our account, about 151 Olympians find their way to the Olympics and work with a number of companies doing that. So that's been fantastic. It's taken me all over the world. I've been privileged to put millions of dollars in athletes' pockets, supporting their dreams. And that's also what kind of took me into the advocacy world, because after the Nassar scandal, I had already started noticing that there were all sorts of governance problems in the Olympics. And after the Nassar scandal, I became one of the key leaders in reforming the Olympics. In fact, I was really the only Republican that was outspoken on the issue, which surprised me, because if you think about it, sexual assault of young women should not be a part of the issue.
That Nassar who's talking about is the physician who molested the gymnast. Or we're talking about the same.
That's the same guy. Yeah. And it was, there were massive issues. Still are some in the Olympics around this. And I got connected with a lot of the survivors who were looking for answers. And I said, you have to understand the governance problems that are endemic in the Olympics. It's a government established monopoly. And if you unpackage that, there's really no way that any government established monopoly is going to operate unless it has proper oversight. I mean, government is just, it always becomes a train wreck, in my opinion.
Please. Given your life and everything you've accomplished, how did you handle emotionally this last go round with the displays on and off, the displays on and off or the grid or on and off the Olympic games? It disgusted me. I really turned it off. I would, my grandson is really important, would want to watch an event, and then I would watch it with him. But short of that, and given the numbers and the Nielsens, I don't think I was alone. What do you do with all of that?
Well, one of the proudest moments in my life was standing with Team USA, chanting USA, USA, mm-hmm. USA, as we walked on the field of the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
For the life of me, Peter, I cannot figure out why athletes are anything but bursting with pride to get to wear the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And I traveled all over the world. I've been in the slums in Egypt, Cambodia, China, Eastern Europe. I have seen what the rest of the world has to offer. And I tell you, we won the lottery by being born in America. And I was very outspoken, actually did an interview with Laura Ingraham about the problems of wokeism in the Olympics. And wokeism destroys everything it touches, and this year it flatly destroyed the Olympics.
Oh, it truly did. And it's the same issue in professional sports. It's the same issue in Hollywood, same issue in the media, same issue in corporate America. The beat goes on. Academia, my God, it's destroyed academia. It's destroyed city governments. It's a tough one. And what will happen to you is if you speak your mind, what sounds like you know what's going to be said about you for simply saying that, which, by the way, I applaud you saying it.
Well, there's a lot more behind the story than that. So, and this goes into partly why I decided to run for the Senate. So starting in 2016, our efforts to reform the Olympics became a lot more overt. And I've worked with Senator Cory Gardner and then also Congresswoman Diana DeGette, because, again, I'm a Republican. I'm a former county party chair. I ran the El Paso County Republican Party when I was from 2011 to 2013. But treating women correctly and, not sexually assaulting women, I mean, again, this should be a nonpartisan issue. So I brought Cory Gardner and Diana DeGette together. We ran comprehensive legislation that reformed the Olympics. Now, what's really interesting is, you want to take a guess who the founding chairman of the Olympic Caucus in the United States Senate is?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of it because I had a message come through to me. I'm sorry, apologize.
You want to take a guess who the chairman of the Olympic Caucus in the United States Senate is?
I don't know. Who is it?
Michael Bennett.
Really?
He, in the wake of Nassar, he did absolutely nothing.
Oh, that makes sense.
You can read You can read about it. I mean, there's a photo. I think it was front page of the Denver Post of again, Diana DeGette, who I don't agree with a lot of her politics, obviously. Cory Gardner, I'm standing there with Rosemary Aquilina, who was the judge that sentenced Nassar. We reached out to Bennett's office many times, and he did absolutely nothing. And I could go into that more and more. In fact, to my knowledge, the first time he addressed Nassar at all, and this is the chairman of the Olympic Caucus, was he and John Hickenlooper put out a statement last week after Simone Biles and I think it was Allie Reisman testified about the failures of the FBI. And Peter, there are so many problems there that
did they know? Let me reset this because I got some questions. Eli Bremer's here. We've been reaching out to folks who are running for office, and he comes on the show, and it's spectacular so far. By the way, as a sidebar, I can't think of anything that Michael Bennett has done anyhow. So when you say he did nothing about what happened in the Olympics, well, what's he done about anything? And the answer is he's played rope-a-dope is what he's done. Having said that, you're in this precarious position right now. And you continue. I'm sorry because I interrupted. That's why this young man's name, who's lots of people asking me online, his name is Eli Bremer. Continue if you would.
Sure. And it wasn't until, from what I have been able to find out, it wasn't until last week when these brave survivors tested in front of Congress about how the FBI had also been co-opted by a corrupt Olympic committee and, you know, how literally there's been one person fired over the whole thing in the entire Olympic movement or the entire FBI. This was a complete and total breakdown. That was not enough to get Michael Bennett off of his rear. He finally issued a singular statement. I mean, it was quite literally the least he could do. And if you think about it, we need people right now who stand up and do the right thing. Yeah. This is not, again, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about doing the right thing, spending $3.5 trillion on social programs that frankly are going to drive Americans further apart is wrong, wrong, wrong. And it doesn't really matter what party you're in. This is who the true Michael Bennett is. He pretends to be a moderate. He talks about being a moderate, things like that. Just look at what he's done. He is a party line person, and the Democratic Party right now is proposing things that are designed to destroy our nation and fundamentally change who we are.
There's a couple of tough questions, and one of those is gathering or getting the unaffiliated voter. I know I read some of the stats from the last go-run in El Paso County. The unaffiliated's broke for Biden. And there's a tough question here with apologies in advance, but I got to. Is one of the biggest questions you're going to have to deal with your own party is the outcome of the 2020. And did Donald Trump win or lose? And is it going to be tough if you answer one way, tough if you answer another way? What do you want to do with that one?
Yeah, that's a good question, Peter. So I'm not an expert on elections. One of the things I've learned, though, is when you have questions, go to people that really know about it. And I'm not going to lie. On election night, in the aftermath of the election, I had a lot of big concerns about this election. I saw numbers that didn't make sense to me. I saw outcomes that didn't make sense to me. In fact, I was doing some media work, and I did a number of interviews, and I said, what I'm seeing does not make sense. And so one of the things that I always say is I have fidelity to the truth. I want to get down and find the truth. And so I started making calls and I started asking people, particularly in Colorado, because that's our state. And I started, I talked to some clerks and recorders. I asked people, what's out there. Our clerk in El Paso, I've known for quite a while, talked to him. They've done a massive amount of investigation into this. And he said, Eli, when we looked at the results, we're talking random error of 0.01% level.
Yes.
And so I don't have to like the outcome of the election, but in looking at what I'm seeing now and in talking to people who have phenomenal amounts of experience on this, who are on our side, I am, I believe that in Colorado, the results that were reported from what I'm seeing right now, the results that were reported are correct.
Yeah.
That being said, I think it's time for us to now look forward and talk about the independent voters. We have so many points of agreement with those voters. Look at this issue about protecting women. That could be a great issue for Republicans. Michael Bennett did not stand up and protect women when he had the chance. And the Democrats like talking a war on women. Well, let's talk about that war on women. Joe Biden signed an executive order putting men in women's sports on day one, which basically undermines the entirety of Title IX.
I was going to bring that up as well. But I'm going to reset again. Yeah, listen, I'm at my break. You're that good. You want to hang around through a break? I didn't know how long this was going to go, but you're impressive. And I loved your answer.
Another cup of coffee.
Yeah, now do this. I thought your answer was, this is the premier question. Big deal. I get to write these columns, but I think you answered the question. I'm waiting for people to answer. And you said here in Colorado, and Eli, that was very well done, well played. It was like I was impressed.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, of course it's the truth.
I don't have to like it.
No, you don't.
But it is. From what I can tell, it is the truth.
For whatever it's worth, I say the election was stolen because Donald Trump stole it from himself. And there's lessons in that campaign to be learned as well. But your answer was, you're impressive. I want to come back ask you about men competing against women and where this is ultimately going to head. And the trail before you in Colorado is going to be difficult. So hold on your hats. This is Eli Bremmer, everyone, 710 KNUS. And I got a guy for you. You need to know about and have him out to your house for a free water test. We're doing it. And a free water test, hard water and all these contaminants in the water. And one of the things that I learned, and we got the Wawa, and the old pipes, these old lead pipes and all these old cement concrete pipes that were laid, oftentimes in the 20s. And here comes Paul. We met Paul. We had lunch with Paul. Paul's like this really good man. Water Pros builds your home's water filtration tailored to your needs for optimal treatment. Paul came to the house, showed me how water filtration system are not just plug and play. It depends on the water that you start with, and that's why free water test is crucial. Take the gimme. 303-862-5554. Just let the man come. They send a team, and they test your water. And their pricing is right, and it only takes a couple hours for install, and boom, pure water for drinking, bathing, cooking, more for your home. Purify, Raleigh Purify. Purify your home's water. It's the best way to detoxify and live healthier. For real. This is legit. 303-862-5554 for the free test. Waterpro.net. Tell Paula Sinch, he's my pal. 303-862-5554. Morning, everybody. It's a nice surprise we have going this morning. Tuesday morning, September 28, 2021. Good old 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. Weather's going to turn tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to get some rain will come in. The city's going to cool off. 710 KNUS, and we put feelers out to a lot of people who are running for office, and many of them have gone the other way. Eli Bremmer joins us this morning, and remarkable. You never know what you're going to get. Talk radio, no man, it's master. But he's challenging, or will attempt to challenge, Michael Bennett. And what a terrific career. He's an Olympian. He's an Air Force Academy guy. We're talking. And then we got to what's happened in athletics. And now, and I can't tell you how much it appalls me to see high schools, and I'm kind of an MMA geek, to see men being able to beat women up in the ring. I mean, any other place it's domestic violence except this Fan and Fox characters, a couple of these characters, and they're fighting as women. And there's a question in there somewhere. Eli, your thoughts.
Yeah, Peter, women have rightfully fought for their rights for, quite frankly, now centuries. If you think about it, the history of mankind, women have been subjugated to men. We've gotten to a point in society where women are allowed to get divorced without getting stoned. They're allowed to own private property. we've got in America a great system where they can, little girls can grow up and get scholarships that are not available to men, meaning like if they're playing soccer, they're swimming, that those scholarships are available to women. And I think that's fantastic that women in our society are valued the same as men. When Joe Biden took office on the very first day, he signed an executive order that effectively undermines the entirety of Title IX, which was the framework that gave women equal rights in academia and in sports. And if you think about it, we literally now have men taking away things from women. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the progressives and the Democrats who support men destroying what women have rightfully built. And it's like the Twilight Zone. And I think, you know, you were talking about how do we talk to independents. I think independents are becoming more and more appalled when they actually hear what's going on and they think about it. Whether it's a young girl that's pursuing an athletic scholarship or a mom who wants her daughters to grow up and have the opportunities that our country affords them, liberals are now quite literally allowing biological men to take things away from women, which is abhorrent.
You know, I think her name was Martina Navratilova, I think, the tennis great star who happened to be, because he decided bar, a lesbian. And she's come out and become critical of men posing as women and winning events against women. And now she is an enemy of the woke. She becomes, and it's interesting to see how, who becomes enemies. And I like this, the way you laid out this Bennett case. Eli, I think you're spot on.
Well, and Peter, I work with, I've worked extensively with Nancy Hogshead Makar. Great story. She's a three-time Olympic gold medalist, top women's sports attorney in the country. You know, she's a liberal, and I have no problem working with her. Because again, I am the type of person that will work with anyone for the right thing. I mean, take a label off of it, and if it's the right thing to do, let's just go ahead and do it. And Nancy got savagely attacked by the left because her position was individuals who've gone through puberty as a male should never be allowed to compete in women's sports. Right. That seems like a very reasonable position. And that literally the top women's sports attorney in the country gets savaged by the left for this.
Oh, yeah.
So I think as we start unpackaging the true policies that are out there and asking the question, who really has a war on women? Is it Joe Biden who pulled out of Afghanistan and allowed a lot of females over there who were allies of ours? And it's not our business to fix their entire country. So I don't want to pretend that that's the case. But I was directly involved with some of the extraction efforts that were being done outside the government to get these people, and many of them were women or the wives of people that were helping save Americans' lives. And we walked away from those women. Our government has allowed women inside the Olympics to be sexually molested. In fact, there was a story that came out yesterday how our government still has not funded the commission that Cory Gardner and Diana DeGette have to reform the Olympics. So it's been set up, but it hasn't gotten the funding because they're too worried about trying to pass $3.5 trillion of spending that my six-year-old son will never be able to pay for. And they're not doing the fundamentals of protecting our citizens the way they should. And I think as we tell that story, and we don't have to be angry about it, but we have to be compelling and tell that story, talk about the gas prices, talk about why is it the Colorado skies were filled with smoke all summer. And I say, when the party of the Democrats turns over its environmental policy to a 31-year-old bartender from New York City, what did you think was going to happen?
Our guest is Eli Bremer. Our guest is Eli Bremer, challenging, and it's the first time he's been on the show, won't be the last, challenging Michael Bennett. Before people go on to fights, the corner or the manager or the trainer looks into the fighter's eyes and says, do you believe you can win? And that's probably the most important question before the fight starts. Can you beat this guy? Or do you believe you can beat this guy? So the same question back to you. Can you beat this guy?
Well, and Peter, that's one of the most important questions. If you go to, apparently it was on the front page of Breitbart yesterday, just released polling that we were within striking distance, was how it was put, of Michael Bennett. And Bennett's polling very low in the mid-30s on approval rating. And, you know, I've been around, I've been a lifelong Republican, but I've been working with Republicans for about the last 10 years on campaigns. I've worked at the federal level. I've worked with a number of Senate campaigns, House campaigns, was on a couple presidential campaigns. So I've actually seen how they function, and much in the same way that I approached the Olympics and I said, okay, how do you get to the Olympics? There's qualifying rounds. You have to get your world ranking up, all this kind of stuff. My team and I sort of reverse engineered it and said, how can we actually win this election? And we didn't just stick our finger up in the air and test the winds and say, gee, what's going to happen? So we believe, based on the polling, based on the national sentiment, you know, I believe in it so much, I've put a lot of my work off to the side and said, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to fight for this because this is, like you said, I do believe this is our best race to win in Colorado. There are others.
No.
But nationally, Peter, I'll tell you, been talking to leaders around the country. They had kind of written Colorado off. As I've gone around and talked to them and said, we need national help. This is going to be a very expensive race. I anticipate it to be the most expensive race in Colorado history. And nationally, people are starting to say, hey, we like what we're seeing with you, Eli. We like the tenacity you're bringing, the background that you have, the professionals that are helping out with the campaign, and frankly, the political support we're already showing.
The next question is, when you're looking at the other fighter and, you know, where's his weaknesses? And, you know, does he drop his hand when he does this, or what happens? Does he pull his chin back when he does that? What are Bennett's holes? Where are the holes in Bennett? You opened with you caught my attention when you talked about, I didn't know Bennett was the Senate Olympian. So if you would.
Well, the big hole with him is he's been around for 12 years and no one knows anything that he's done. And I had a mentor who had a great saying. I don't know if it was his, but he said, good marketing is the truth well told. Mm-hmm.
Well said.
The truth is.
Well said.
Yeah. And the truth is Michael Bennett has done nothing. He's passed one piece of legislation into law that he is the primary author of in a dozen years. I mean, you know, my dog could probably do that if he had the support of leadership. I passed a piece of legislation into law, and I'm not even in the Senate.
He's a careerist. He's one of these people you could call a careerist. He's risen from being Phil Anschutz's lawyer to where he is now, and it's almost you step back and go, you know, what did you do to get there?
And so, Peter, what I want to do is put a bold contrast up. And, you know, I'm a Republican. Like I said, I've been a Republican my whole life. I've been around. Yes, I was on the Donald Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are people in Colorado that were not happy with me because when Trump became the nominee, I called them up and I said, I'd like to help out. And there were other people that felt like that was a sellout.
Listen to you. I was there when the Colorado delegation walked out. And in spite of whatever stories they tell today, Chuck Bonnewell and myself and Mark Crowley watched them walk. And they weren't going to the bathroom in a group. They walked on Trump. And I saw it. And so, well, I mean, everything can change, but that's simply the truth.
So again, I'm a Republican, but I want to put a bold contrast out between what Michael Bennett's done and the way I want to act as a senator. And when I was interviewing with a media outlet when we launched, the reporter asked a great question. He said, Eli, what type of senator would you be? You know, who would you be like? Would you be a Josh Hawley, a Ted Cruz, a Mitt Romney? And I thought about it and I said, you know what? I want to be a Ben Nighthorse Campbell.
There you go.
Because
he was an Olympian.
That's who represents.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
And you know what? He was also in the Air Force when he competed in the Olympics. Yeah.
Well, he and I are in a motorcycle club together, just so you know that. I go back a long way with Ben. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if you know this, he's endorsed me. He came out of the gates very early
I picked
Eli
up your name.
Now,
you need to know that's how I picked up your name was through Ben. And people don't know this. He was the open weight or heavyweight or open weight judo player on the 64 games, I think he was?
The 64 games.
64 games, yeah.
And there's a wonderful piece of trivia out of that Olympics. Ben carried the American flag out of the 1964 Olympics.
And one of the other guys on the team was in the Grateful Dead. I mean, it's like this great team. For real. I mean, those guys were. Yeah, well, Ben did
look
that.
But look at who Ben is, because he's, you know, he's still around. A lot of people say, we haven't seen him. Yeah. Well, you know, the guy's still a stud, okay? He still has
a star lead. Remember that time them guys jumped Ben? It was like two or three.
It was bad mistakes. Yep.
Oh, and like there's two stories. One is that two guys try to jump Jack Dempsey once, outside of his restaurant, and three clowns that tried to get a hold of Ben. I thought that was really stupid. I guess Dempsey
talk about picking.
Oh,
picking the wrong mark.
Oh my God!
So, you know, but if and by the way, also in full disclosure, when I was 17 years old, Ben Campbell nominated me to the Air Force Academy,
wow.
I wouldn't have gone to the Air Force Academy without his nomination.
Man.
So he had a profound impact on my life. He's been a friend and mentor, and so you know I like to point that out to people that if you want to know what Senator Eli Bremer would act like, look back at what the last Air Force veteran Olympian who held this seat, this is Ben Nighthorse Campbell's seat. Ben, incidentally, was a Democrat who became a Republican.
Oh, yeah. Remember they dubbed him Switch Horse. Remember the Democrats called him Switch Horse?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I wonder if you'd get in trouble with that today vis-a-vis the Native American stuff. But, I mean, he's a Republican now, so I guess you can probably attack him.
Yeah, he's okay now, yeah.
But, you know, I've known Ben for a long time.
Long time.
I don't think his views changed that much. They probably changed a little bit. But Ben stayed true to his core values, and that's what took him from being a Democrat to a Republican.
He said.
I was
working when he did that, and he said, I'll paraphrase, he said, I haven't changed, the party changed. And he quit being a Democrat. He was in Congress, I think, when he did that.
He was, I believe, in the Senate.
Was he in the Senate then? I thought,
And you know, to the Republican Party's credit, they had run against him in, I think it was the 1990, it was the 90 or 92 election. I was a kid at the time, so I wasn't following politics at all. And then he switched parties, mm-hmm. and then the Republican Party cleared the field. They didn't call him a rhino. They said, you know what? He's a great representative of Colorado. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
And he went on to serve and finish out his career as a Republican.
We have talked about that moment. You got Bill Owens, you got Wayne Allard, you got Hank Brown, you got Ben, you know, Tancredo. And then as Joseph Heller asked, something happened. And all of that goes away. And it's the rise of what we have now, and a line has to be drawn. It has to be stopped.
And you know, Peter, I remember because I was my first sort of foray into politics after I got off the active duty was I founded the Young Republican Club in Colorado Springs. We became the largest Republican club of any kind in the state.
And I just looked at my time. Let me do this. I got to do. I'm paying too much attention to what you're saying, Eli. Hang on. We're going to do a full hour here. We're going to do a Broadway. Me and you are going to do a Broadway, 60 minutes. I'm going to put you on hold and turn around and bring you back. Eli Bremer, it's an unexpected pleasure. You heard the saying, health is wealth. Good health at any age is possible. Dr. Julie McCallum, her team at Cenogenics, offered a different approach to health care, disease prevention, and aging. You can't control how old you are. You can control how you age. And Dr. McCallum and that team helped me, good for me. And again, the metabolism and hormones, balanced and healthy. Create a program designed specially for you to help you focus, become stronger, and feel in control of your life. Urge you to take the Gimme phone call. You call 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, and you arrange a free 20-minute phone call with Dr. McCallum. And all this low energy, lack of focus, unintentional weight loss, poor sleep, everything, one more day. Stop it. The web is denver.cenogenics.com. Caller 720-387-3681. They set up a free 20-minute phone call. 720-387-3681. Tuesday morning, September 28, 2021. Tuesday weather, partly cloudy, 82. Then it turns around Wednesday, Thursday, turns rain and cold, but looks good for the weekend. This is really an unexpected surprise. I said good morning to him off air to sort of establish a friendship. Eli Bremer, who's a challenger for Michael Bennett, and really a great career, military career, and then in the Olympics. And, I said this to you off the air, you know, we're talking about fight lexicon, but you got a puncher's chance. Now what are you going to do? I mean, you've really impressed a lot of the folks who listen to the show. I think you answered really, really well. I mean, and we're talking off the air, and you said it ain't your first rodeo. So what happens next?
Well, we're going to keep on spreading a bold message of contrast to Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett is a rubber stamp for Joe Biden, and Biden is demonstrating every day that he's finding new and creative ways to fail. And like Ben Nighthorse Campbell, you know, we're going to talk about solutions that matter for Colorado. And the first solution is, when you're in a hole, quit digging. Our national, our federal government is, what they're doing right now is abhorrent. And it's time for us to return to common sense. Common sense says don't politicize the courts. The Democrats have openly, and by the way, when I say the Democrats, I'm going to say Michael Bennett in there, because there is no line between him and Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden. So they have supported politicizing the courts. That's literally the last thing that happens in a free country. You don't have a free country after you pass the courts. They're talking about then drowning us in spending, $3.5 trillion. Look at what's happening on the southern border. I was just talking to my friend, Congressman August Pfluger from Texas, who was just down there. He showed me photos on his iPhone when I saw him last week. And it's not as bad as the media is reporting. It's worse. Yeah. And at every turn, the Democrats are doing things that fundamentally undermine our country. What should we be doing, Peter? Well, the answer is, let's get back to the basic rules of government. Let's get forest management in place so that we don't have smoke all the time. Let's actually have a coherent energy policy so that gas prices don't go through the roof. Russia doesn't subjugate Germany to them with energy, which is what Biden has now supported, and that we're not dependent on Middle Eastern countries. If you ask why did we wind up in wars in the Middle East, it had to do with energy.
Every time.
We need a coherent energy policy. We need a coherent water policy. They're talking about spending $3.5 trillion on, quote, human infrastructure. When I was meeting with the president of a bank in northern Colorado a couple weeks ago, I said, what are the biggest issues out here? He said, Eli, we're always dealing with water. We have a bunch of water that we own that flushes downstream and goes to the Gulf of Mexico. We need a set of reservoirs up here so that Colorado can retain the water it actually owns and use it when we need it. Why is it that the government is out there trying to push teaching racism in schools? They want my six-year-old to learn that he is fundamentally different than a kid of another race. That's wrong. Don't do that. Go build reservoirs so that we can have a vibrant agricultural program here in Colorado. So it's kind of getting back to common sense. And I think people, again, we talk about independence here. I think independents and Republicans and maybe even some Democrats, I've had Democrats say they're going to support me because they're just sick and tired of the craziness that's going on, and they want a breath of fresh air. They want to wake up in the morning and say, the government isn't messing with my life. They're taking care of their job. They're doing the blocking and tackling, and they're not interfering with who we are as Coloradans.
Eli, I got to tell you something. You know, the impressive register just buried the needle. I did not know what to expect, and you're a home run. We're coming up on time. Give a website so people can see more of you, if you would, please.
Sure. It's eliforsenate.com, E-L-I-F-O-R, senate.com. Google me as well. I mean, it's I'm sure we actually know the National Democrats they're coming after me already. They put an opposition research firm on. Hundreds of thousands of articles have been written about me.
It's okay.
Well, and you know what? Last week they came out and they accused me of toxic masculinity, to which I said,
Hey,
protecting women and, you know, and fighting for our state's toxic masculinity, count me in. So, you know, it's, you don't have to take my word for who I am. You can go read about me. Please. It's all over the internet, what we did in the Olympics, and how I fought for what's right, even when it wasn't popular.
Listen,
I
love it. I mean, you what they say growing up, you've done good. Billy's talking already to your booker. Where do you live, by the way? Someone asked me, where do you live?
Well, I live down in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Grew up just north of the Air Force Academy and Monument. And then my parents moved here. And actually, so what got me called toxic masculinity when I gave a speech down in Pueblo to that Central Committee meeting. And by the way, I'm not afraid of taking a stand. I was the first major political figure that came out and said canceling the primary, depriving a million Republicans
and you were right.
their right to vote in our primary.
You were right.
And Yeah, and I gave a speech down there where I said my parents moved to Colorado when I was three because they wanted to raise their three boys to be Colorado men and not D.C. sissies. Apparently that's how I got labeled toxic masculinity.
Nice shot.
You know, I think it turned out okay. I've got my oldest brother is a colonel in the Air Force working a black ops program. He went to the Air Force Academy. My middle brother was a special operations flight surgeon four times in combat, and now he's an anesthesiologist. And, you know, I'm the dumb jock who stayed at home.
Listen, so, here's what we're going to do. Maybe you can show up on Wednesday night. We got this cigar night that I don't smoke or anything anymore. It's a game's over, but we're doing a Thursday night thing at the View House. Might be cool if you walked in. So we'll talk. Billy's already talking to your booker. A lot of people love what you're doing. So we'll see what happens next. But you know, this guy's beatable. But it's going to take some manipulation. But he's beatable.
Peter, in parting on this. A lot of the reason why Colorado is where it is today was because of what happened in 2010. I was there for that. Yeah. You were there for that.
Yeah.
We lost a terrible election, and the Democrats gerrymandered our state. Yeah. We are going to probably take one or maybe even two, if we have great candidates, two U.S. House seats.
That's right.
We're going to pick up seats in the state House and the state Senate. So I keep on telling people, don't get discouraged. This election is going to rewind the clock.
I hope.
And we have such an opportunity here.
I hope.
And my goal is not just to win the Senate. I want to lead this revolution back so that Colorado Republicans become competitive again.
You're playing my song. It's just I fear what can happen between now and then. Eli, you're a gift, man. I'll throw you on hold. You speak to Billy, and we'll figure out what we do next. You take care of yourself, man. The best to your family, and thanks for doing the show.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man. All right, open lines, and we got a lot to talk about. Stay here, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.